No, Mr. Riley?
Yeah, he was present. There you go. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir, Mr. Riley, that's you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just great, and trust that you as well. If we just hold on for a moment, the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
My name is George Ricky Riley, 076149.
Thank you, sir. Your current four-year Honorable Deputy Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to introduce the board members and conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wrightwell as our board chairman, the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Louis Nomes. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I just got a notification that it was just a hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm informed you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or penalize the criminal at your own expense. Is it an attorney, sir, or you're representing yourself today?
I'm speaking on my own behalf, sir.
All right. So at this time, I'm going to swear you, Mr. Turner, in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
The hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are under warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay, so allegation number one is a violation of order one condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, and establish and maintain residency on January 4, 2019, as verbally written on January 4, 2019. That's true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay.
It's true to the...
You have an opportunity to explain more details about going into phase two.
Okay.
So allegation number two is violation of order and condition of supervision. Number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 21st, 2019, and I believe that should be 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
All right. So based on the admissions of Mr. Riley, I'm going to move to find the information as the violating term condition of supervision, and that he may have lapses without lapses in the criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Rittenhouse, and we've got Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Norris. All right, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
I'm okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Can you give me just a minute? Because the paperwork that I'm looking at is completely different than what we are reading.
Mr. Riley, once again, would you state your DOC number?
076149.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. We just want to make sure that we had the right person. That information is the same. So that's the one, sir.
Yes, sir.
I am not sure what's happening, but when I pull up my page, it's completely blank, and the information on the one I printed out when completed is completely wrong. So I can probably do this in about 5 minutes. I apologize, I'm not quite sure. I got lost when we were following. That's why I started looking.
Then we go to another one, because you couldn't do two things at one time, so we need to. Now, we're going to have to get you just to hold on the phone, sir, for about 5 minutes, and we need to just get some information together, so we're not going to hang up, and we're going to ask that you not hang up, sir. Just give us a few moments to get our information, sir.
Yes, sir.
And board members, if anybody want to take a 5 minutes recess, we can take a recess for about 5 minutes. If not, we'll get to you.
Should we go off the record?
Yeah, we can go off the record.
Okay, so we'll go off the record and return to the record for Mr. Riley.